Okay, so we're outside the convention centre, Jeff Shed, here in Melbourne, and I'm talking to Josh Cullinan from RAFU. What's going on?
Well, today we're down here. It's the Coles AGM inside, and we're down here with a rally of both workers, represented by RAFU, so rallying here about worker exploitation by Coles, as well as communities out today as well, rallying against the price gouging that Coles has been inflicting on our community now for years.
Yeah, okay, and so you're taking it to the shareholders.
That's right, that's right. We couldn't give up the opportunity to come down and call out these shareholders that, you know, profiteered right through the pandemic when Coles workers were getting sick and their families were getting sick, and they made billions off their backs while they were getting sick. And now, not treating them as the essential worker heroes they were, paying them poverty wages and continuing to make a buck. So these shareholders need to hold this organisation responsible and make sure that they start paying workers a living wage, providing safe workplaces, giving secure jobs, and ending the price gouging that's being inflicted on all of us.
And as we've had pointed out, unsafe workplaces.
Absolutely. These workplaces at Coles are amongst the least safe now in Australia. You know, we see workers getting injured every day, both getting injured because of the work practices, but getting injured because offenders are coming through these shops. And we've got this ridiculous situation at Coles where they're starting to put wheel locks and gates on all of their self-checkouts so that they're going to be locking in offenders trying to steal. They're going to be locking them in with workers, young workers, with families, with mums and dads and kids. And it's just going to lead to more carnage. And it's all in pursuit of a buck. And the Coles shareholders need to hold this company responsible because it's on them, you know, the blood of the next worker or consumer or customer that gets assaulted or threatened or intimidated or harassed. It's on every one of them for not doing enough.
This policing in shops, effectively, is a real sign of class warfare, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's absolutely. You know, back in the days when this country was colonised and caused such harm and hurt to so many First Nations people, but many of those first colonisers were here because they'd stolen bread to feed their families. Now we've got a situation where Coles is trying to clamp down on anyone who would dare take a litre of milk or a loaf of bread and try and get through that door. Now obviously our members shouldn't be stopping anyone from doing that. You know, that's not their job. But Coles is making it their job by putting these wheel locks on, by putting these gates in place. And we've got this ridiculous situation we've exposed now this week where Coles is doing bad checks on all of its own staff. Bad checks because they know that their workers are paid poverty wages and can't afford the groceries they sell. You know, our members aren't stealing, but that's the way Coles looks at them. It looks at them as potential thieves rather than the thieves that are running this company and making billions off the back of, you know, these poor workers and our poor community that needs a great deal more from Coles.
And I must say, as a shopper, I don't go to supermarkets very often, but when I do, I never use the self-serve offloading the jobs to the customer. What's that all about?
Well, I mean, there's lots of different views on this. You know, many of our members actually don't mind working in those self-serve checkouts. You know, who can blame them when there's some old bloke comes through and tells the young woman to smile at a checkout? You know, and when a worker's trapped in a checkout and doesn't know if someone's going to throw a punch or spit on them. So being in a self-serve checkout, often it just gives you a bit more space and a bit more freedom. So our members are, you know, they don't necessarily see it as the end of things. But look, these companies, they will make a buck wherever they can. If they can get customers to do some of the work themselves, they will make a buck there. And so there's never enough checkouts open. It's a huge issue in all of our stores. So whatever with the self-checkout, let's get more checkouts open. Let's get more staff into these stores. Let's pay them living wages, give them safe jobs, and make sure that they're in meaningful, ongoing employment with enough hours to feed their families and put a roof over their heads.
Now, you said that there's a coalition, really, outside here because people, community members, are going to come and talk about price gouging.
That's right, that's right. So we're already down here. We're a bit early, but we've already got workers on strike here. But we're going to be joined by a community coalition. The Greens have been doing some great work on this and calling it out. Labor will never call it out because they support the duopoly. So it's fantastic that the Greens are doing some leadership, and there's other community activists coming down as well to help share this space and to call out the community price gouging that Coles and Woolies and many other companies, but particularly Coles and Woolies, are notorious for.
You know, they did a survey of most trusted organisations in the Australian community, and a lot of people actually put down Woolies as a place where they trust.
Yeah, it's certainly something that Woolies and Coles have put in a lot of effort over decades to build their goodwill and to build a perception that they're companies that can be trusted. They're destroying that at the moment. They're destroying that by price gouging and by making it unaffordable for families to be able to feed their kids. You know, we know that Domino's Pizza and Macca's is cheaper than putting fruit and veg on the table and decent quality foods. And this company, Coles and Woolies, but Coles in particular, is making it harder and harder for families to be able to get nutritious food and to be able to make sure that they're living a healthy life. And so it's really disappointing that Coles and Woolies have destroyed their own goodwill, destroyed their own company names in pursuit of another buck. And it really says a lot about the people that are in charge of these companies at the moment.
What do you feel about the ads that they have on TV where they actually use the workers to sell the company? I find that quite chilling.
Well, you know, we're pretty sceptical of how many workers Coles and Woolies use. They certainly have people pretending to be workers. Bunnings has always used, or for a long time has used, workers in their advertising, and we're concerned that they're not being paid properly under the Media and Entertainment Arts Alliance structured wages and that should be paid. But look, we're very sceptical that Coles is using any workers that are actually working in shops, because, you know, when I go into a shop and I talk to our members, none of them are smiling like those people in those ads. Those people in those ads are probably being paid a hell of a lot more than the $14 to $25 an hour that workers are being paid right now when they're serving in a Coles shop.
And when you talk about $14 an hour, you're talking about the young ones who pay the same rent, pay the same bills, but are being paid half the pay.
Yeah, that's casual. They're getting paid much less than that as a non-casual part-time worker when they're 14, 15, 16. And look, absolutely, there, and also disabled workers. You know, Coles and Woolies use these ridiculous disabled rates where someone comes in and does an assessment and decides that because of an intellectual or a physical disability, they're only worth a percent of a full-time adult. That's abhorrent as well, but junior rates are abhorrent as well. We've got 16-year-olds who are abused at home and they have to move out, so they're living out of home, paying rent, paying food, getting paid 50%. You know, that's what Labor and Liberal teamed up to do to workers. And Coles and Woolies, they love every minute of it. You know, companies like Macca's and Kmart, I was meeting with yesterday, they exploit it as well. They make hundreds of millions. Macca's makes $650 million a year off the back of junior rates. Companies like Coles make a couple of hundred million dollars a year off the back of junior rates. Don't pay one of those 18-year-olds any super rate that are under 18, any superannuation. These systems of exploitation, they just love.
Yeah, yeah. It's outrageous. I mean, it's legal bastardry, really. But also, there are people who are on strike today, aren't they?
Absolutely. We've got members already out down here on strike, and so we're striking right across Victoria for the whole day. And we're encouraging all our members that are in Melbourne, in the CBD, to get down here for this action. And then across the rest of Australia, we're doing 7-minute stoppages, which Coles has lost its mind about, can't figure out how to process a 7-minute deduction of a pay. And then in a bizarre turn yesterday, have authorised all of those actions. So as far as we're concerned, every worker that's taking a 7-minute stoppage across the rest of the country at 9 a.m, at 2 p.m. and at 8 p.m. today should be paid for their 7-minute stoppages. But that just says how poor their systems are to ensure that they can comply with law. But yeah, absolutely, down today, Coles workers are on strike for the day in Victoria, and we're hoping there'll be a great turnout this morning as we take this action right up to these Coles shareholders.
You know, it's a bit reminiscent of the minute silence. How did you get to 7 minutes?
Well, look, the idea of it is a 7-minute stoppage costs these workers, because they're paid so little, costs these workers about $3. And so what we said was, well, let's inflict on management the obligation to identify who's doing it, when they do it, make sure they do it, and then actually deduct the 7 minutes pay. And the work associated with that is going to cost a hell of a lot more than our members going on strike. And so we decided that was a good way of impacting outside of Victoria, because those workers obviously can't get down to the Coles AGM. So that's why we decided on the 7 minutes.